the tarantula here, and we ain't got the centipede here. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got a little worm that he's called a earwig. I don't know why, but he's been called a earwig ever since I know that. Yeah? He works around old rotten logs and things. He'd be as long as your finger, maybe. He's a little, and he's got 100 legs on him, all right, or like the tarantula, but he's harmless, I don't reckon he is. Then we've got what they call a thousand leg. He's a little round worm, and he'll be that long. And he just, the little old legs on him, and he'll just curl up like that. But it's,
Do they have chiggers around here?
Oh, yeah. They have chiggers, and we have ticks. Uh-huh. We have the tick here. Mm-hmm. And not as bad, the tick ain't as bad as it once was when they had all that. And the chigger ain't either, I reckon. But there's a chigger. We've got the chiggers all right, and always have had them. They're about to bound blackberry patches,
oh,
picking
they
blackberries, yeah. Yeah, and chiggers.
What about the insects that hop along in the grass in the summertime? Green, I think.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, grasshopper. Yeah, we got the grasshopper, yeah.
What about a little fish that you use for bait?
Minnows.
And what about that thing that what do you call the thing that a spider
web,
baits?
Web.
And when it's in the house, like in the corner of a room?
Yeah. You,
or yeah. Either inside or outside, yeah. You call it a web?
Call it a web.
What about the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground?
Roots. Or stump, you call that's on the stump. The roots they put in the ground is the roots.
What about the kind of tree that people tap for syrup?
That's a maple syrup. That's a sugar maple.
Sugar maple?
Sugar maple.
Well, do you know what you would call a big bunch of these trees together?
Big bunch of trees together.
Of the sugar maple trees.
No, I don't know as I would. Now, there's been a few sugar maples here.
Mm-hmm.
This creek right here, the thing it's on, this town right here is on, is Sugar Creek.
Oh.
That's the name of this creek right here, Sugar Creek. But there's never been very many, much of that here. There's not enough to make syrup out of it I ever knowed here.
Mm-hmm.
They get back up in Pennsylvania, Ohio and them creek, they've got them back there. And I wouldn't know that. It'd be a sugar maple grove, or I don't know what they would call it that time.
Oh, what different kinds of trees, common shade trees, would you have around here?
We have here, for shade trees, they're different. We've got this maple, it's forest maple, and then we've got the what we call the nursery maple. And it ain't as good as shade, it'll go quick, it ain't as good as shade, there was a forest maple. And we've got an ash, we've got a poplar, and we've got a red oak, a pin oak, now that's a pin oak right out there. And the white oak is not grown much for shade, he's too slow growing, that's the reason he's not, he's a good tree for me. And we've got they use a pecan now, right smart. People set pecans in their yards. And we've got a mulberry. Mm-hmm. There's two or three different kinds of that mulberry that is used for shade trees. And now that sugar maple, now that's one of the best of shade trees in the yard. And the poplar is a good shade. Some set sycamore.
Oh.
Yeah.
They have them.
But he's got a bad leaf on him. It won't rot and he can't hardly burn him.
Oh, the sycamore?
Yeah, sycamore. And he's got a fuzz on him. It's not a good tree for a shade tree at all. Right? Yes, it's been set, been used.
Well, what about the kind of tree that George Washington's supposed to cut down?
That's a cherry tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Now, that's a fruit tree that we had taken the seed out of. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be like
your time. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Now, how about shoemake? Do they have?
Well, we have the shoemake here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got the shoemake, and he grows with got a head on him, sort of like a Sodom head when in the fall come, and he's red. See, it's a seed, that's what it is. And chickens will eat them through the winter, and I guess the birds do. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about a type of bush or a vine or something like that that if you touch it, it'll make your skin break out?
Well, that's poison oak. That's a poison oak now. If some people can't even get in the woods or around where one of them's at. Now, they don't bother me. I've worked around them all my life. Never has bothered me. But there is folks that just can't get out in the woods where they're at before they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bad burn, too. It's a,
well, what kinds of berries would they grow around here?
We've always had here the blackberry and the dewberry.
Mm-hmm.
And we've... we had that is, they're just always been here. They didn't have.